Good morning. It is 8:18 and you are listening to Raven Radio. Joining me this morning, all the way from the Netherlands, I have Sarah Kapustin. She is one of the musicians here for the Sitka Summer Music Festival. Good morning.
Good morning.
You must be exhausted.
Well, this time of day is okay. Around 2 this afternoon, I'm going to start to crash and that'll be nap time.
But you'll be in town long enough to acclimate to
yes.
Alaska Standard Time.
Yes. I'm looking forward to next week. Then I can actually enjoy the whole day instead of crashing in the middle.
Fantastic. And this is not your first time to Sitka.
No, I have been 3 times in the festival, 2007, 8, and 9. That was back when Paul was still the director. And now it's great to be back again with Zul. I met Zul here. We were both artists here, actually. So that's how we got to know each other. And I'm thrilled to be back again.
And what instrument do you play?
Violin.
And why the violin? What inspired you?
Well, it's kind of unclear, but when I was a little kid, apparently I wanted it. I asked for the violin. My mother's a pianist, so she would play for me and sing for me as a little kid. But at some point, I was specifically asking for violin. So when I was 4, my parents bought me a little tiny 16th size violin, and I started lessons. So I actually started learning to read words and music at the same time.
Now, at the age of 4, I don't even think I was working on dexterity. Like, I'm pretty sure I didn't learn to tie my shoelaces. I was still working on the dexterity of letters. I had a big fat pencil. Playing violin is, it requires some muscle memory, some dexterity. What is it like as a 4-year-old?
Well, to be honest with you, at this point, I don't really remember being a 4-year-old, but I do a lot of teaching now, and in fact, I have a 4-year-old student in the Netherlands, so I can tell you from this side of it how it is. Every kid is different, of course, but the thing about children at that age is that they're like sponges. They just take everything in, and if you get them in a position where they're really concentrated, even if it's for like 5 minutes, they'll pick up a lot. And then you just have to be, like, regularly coming back to it, repeating. You have to have a good parent that's, like, working with them at home, you know, regularly. It can be 10 minutes a day, but something regular. And you'd be surprised how much they can develop. There have been studies done about young children that do music lessons. I think it's before the age of 6 or 7, something like that, that there are certain brain functions that develop that are much harder to develop after the age of 6 or 7. Very interesting. So I don't know.
And it doesn't matter what instrument?
No, not really. It's more about understanding how notes and rhythm go together with your coordination and stuff. So that could be anything.
So when you started playing violin, were you immediately drawn to classical, or were you trying to emulate some popular music you were listening to?
Definitely a combination. My mom told me that when I was that age and I was starting to figure out how to play, that I would also just like kind of play my nursery rhymes, you know, my little tunes that I knew on the violin. And also on the piano, just kind of fooling around. I would figure out the intervals and just kind of play with it. But I was brought up using the Suzuki books. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's classical. So I was brought up as a classical musician. Now I definitely enjoy listening to jazz and pop, although I don't really play it myself, but I love it.
It's good to have other influences.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you'll be performing a lot, or as we say, you'll be gigging a lot. And starting today at noon, there's the Bach lunch. Not a box lunch. Very punny.
Very cute.
Tell us about the pieces you'll be performing.
Today is duos, mostly duos. I'm going to do violin cello duo with Joachim, our cellist from the Rubens Quartet, by Haydn. And then Roulant, the violist, and I are going to do 2 duos together, one by Mozart and one by Martinu, who is a Czech composer from the early 20th century. And then I think Zul is playing a Bach suite, solo cello suite, and I'm forgetting something. Or maybe that's it. I can't remember.
It's good to have a little surprise.
Yeah, exactly.
So that'll be at noon today, and that's a free concert.
Yes.
At Centennial Hall?
Yes.
Great. And then you will have the formal concerts with the Rubens Quartet, correct? Is that this weekend and next weekend?
Well, I'm here now, along with two of my colleagues, and the fourth one is coming next week. So that's part of the reason that Zool has programmed a lot of duos and trios and other things, because we haven't had our fourth member here.
You're just warming up Sitka for him.
Exactly. Her. But
her.
Yeah. So tomorrow night we're doing actually only string trios. Webern, which is quite modern. Webern is an interesting composer because he died in 1945, so he's not per se modern, but his music still sounds modern. It's very unusual, very short also. Everything he wrote was very compact, like miniature pieces. And the piece we're going to play is 2 minutes long.
That's very punk rock of you.
Yeah, right? Exactly. It's kind of a warm-up. And then we're doing a Beethoven string trio. And then after the break, the Mozart Divertimento, which is also string trio. And that is an enormous piece. It's almost an hour long. And it's considered to be kind of the best piece written for those three instruments, violin, viola, and cello.
And you're playing consistently for an hour.
Yeah.
That takes stamina.
Yeah, it does. Of course, there are breaks. There are 6 movements, so there are breaks between the movements. And something that I enjoy a lot about chamber music, which is kind of different than if you're playing solo pieces, is that everyone has their kind of time in the spotlight. So it's not like you have to be 100% on all the time. Sometimes you have to play something very simple while someone else has a melody. And that's a kind of time where you have to think, okay, just I'm going to rest for a second and then get back in the spotlight. So it's not just completely concentrated all the way through. It's a kind of give and take, which is what chamber music is.
And really, that's interesting that it's probably so subtle the audience doesn't realize how you're communicating on stage. And speaking of communicating, can you get a sense of your audiences? So you tour Europe, and now you're here in Sitka. Is there a difference between the audiences, or is there a feeling from the audiences?
Well, yes. I mean, of course it depends where you are, because New York, for example, is its own planet in a way. I do find that the audiences in Europe are in general more educated in music. It's more in the culture there. It's more appreciated on a more public level. But having said that, I have been in places in the States where I have been completely blown away. Totally random little town in the middle of random place where they have this amazing community that's into music and, you know, chamber music, and they have a series that's been going on for 30 years or whatever. So it just depends. But as far as the audiences are concerned and how we communicate, the performers, I find it interesting, no matter where I am and no matter what I'm playing, I can usually sense what kind of audience I have when I walk on stage already, even before I start to play. Difficult to explain, but you can sometimes feel a kind of electricity in the hall. And sometimes you feel a kind of emptiness, which means that the people aren't really focused and may or may not want to be there. It sometimes happens. But in that case, I like that because it's like a challenge. You have to then bring them in. You know, it's like, hey, I have something to show you. And listen to me. And sometimes you can change that atmosphere, which is, it's quite gratifying if that can happen. It can give you energy back and inspiration, which is really special.
Well, you are very in tune with your audience, and that's why you're the pro. And everyone can see Sarah performing today at noon, the next couple weekends with the Sitka Summer Music Festival, and you get to be a Sitkan for 2 weeks.
Yes, I'm very happy about that.
All right, violinist Sarah Kapustin, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.